Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace, the podcast that's going to make you feel a lot better about your life decisions, and it's going to make me feel a lot worse about mine. Anyway, today I thought, who would I want to spit roast me more? Obviously, it's the two boys from Gogglebox. Introduce yourselves.
Oh, what a way to start. I'm George, and this is my brother Joe.
I'm Joe. I normally take the behind position in the spit roast. Oh, wait,
That's rude.
We're not doing
that.
You
didn't want to look at me in the eye? That's fine.
No.
I get that a lot, actually. They just turn me over and go. But we won't talk about that. That's hidden trauma. Anyway, if you don't know who they are, first of all, where have you been?
Yeah, it's rude, really.
It's
isn't
very
it?
Rude, yeah. Why am I doing it? I'm going to be talking like this. I'm like, yeah.
You will, it does catch on.
It right. does catch on.
But they are from, first of all, I'm going to put Gogglebox. I feel like that's where people are going to know you from first.
Time.
So I want the tea. How did you get scouted first?
It was actually from TikTok.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. It was. I made a video roasting like everyone in the family.
I feel like I saw that.
Yeah, it did get blow
it
up
got
for
views,
you, Paige.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
You know,
talk
about. And then and then they just asked us from there. It was either that or Family Fortunes, and we're all thick as shit.
God
so
forbid.
It was Gogglebox, wasn't it?
Love that.
Yeah, fuck Family Fortunes.
Fuck Family Fortunes.
I know.
Fortunes.
Mum would have shagged Vernon.
Is it Vernon?
Yeah.
Vernon K. Yeah. I would as well.
We'd have been like, right, are you ready to film my
I know.
Oh my god.
She would have been bent over that bag's desk, wouldn't she? Just a thought.
No, we're gonna move on from that before your mum sues me. Right.
Oh,
how
sorry,
is
mum.
It are you allowed to say how it's filmed? Kind of.
Kind
or give us
of,
a hint.
Yeah. It's a big wonderful
oh,
thing.
Oh no, we're not doing it. And a unicorn comes towards.
No, basically there's cameras in our living room, all that type of thing.
You're all mic'd up and stuff,
all,
isn't
yeah,
I think most
yeah.
people know that.
I didn't know you were all mic'd up.
Yeah.
Okay, well maybe I'll
Well we were all saying we all thought it was like a big old CD that Oh, he's had one. He's had one. But we all thought it was like a CD, no, DVD that you put in and you watch for hours. Yay or nay?
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that,
yeah,
Grace.
If you want to think it's that, we'll do that.
George? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he said what you said, you meant George.
Like, sorry, I'm just being a bit tense about the subject.
No, I did get a grilling, like, don't say too much before you go on.
Yeah,
the
no, you do.
I don't care.
You wear... one drink,
oh
one
God,
drinking.
Sorry. My TikTok was playing in the back. Promo, by the way, TK back.
Yeah, at me.
But yeah, like the only thing I would say that we enjoy is like with the mics, like George farted into the mic last week to see if anyone could hear. It's
did
a right good place in game.
Well? Do you look
actually,
like a sniffer?
No, do I?
You do.
I think we should stop rolling and take that
back. Okay, fine. Okay, but apart from that, pros and cons.
Pro, the snacks.
Yeah,
so
you
do get
like
given snacks. Loads you do.
Snacks. Because
like, there's that one family with the dog or the dogs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they always have like fucking jam donuts.
The Malones.
On the
do you know
the
what?
Malones.
Right, here's a bit of tea.
Tell us.
Right. I should be able to say this. Apparently, they don't eat them snacks.
Yeah.
So they get them just for show.
Like,
you know, the really
would.
Nice. Yeah, I know. What? Really I know. Nice cakes and bakery tarts, whatever, and they don't eat them, apparently.
Another thing is, apparently, they're so particular, they measure them up with like a ruler.
Yeah. So they're in the middle of the table and all shit like that.
I know.
Really?
I know.
Is Dave the dog or the husband?
I think Dave's the dog.
Oh, I was thinking
that's wrong, I'll be sat here like...
Sorry, Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
I'm sorry, my love.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, they don't apparently eat that. We do.
I believe that as
we
well.
Oh,
time.
Yeah.
And then they're like, right, so what do you want for dinner? And we're like, oh, I'm in a phone call.
Oh, we also get takeaway, which is nice. Normally kebab or Chinese.
Domino's.
Are they hiring? Just for the snacks. I won't say anything. I'll sit there
just
like...
Just for the snacks.
No, seriously. That's mad, though. It's, okay, bad parts, though.
How long we have to film for?
It's long.
It is long.
It's long to film, so only about like 8 hours or so.
What
else? I mean, also, we're all big personalities, right?
You are.
And it's hard.
Very hard.
And it's hard sometimes. Like, we've all got to get word in. Mum used to, she's quieting down, but she used to get pissed by like three. We started, no.
About
by four.
Four
we started filming at three, right?
Right. eat me.
So I remember we filmed this Halloween episode and George was upstairs in his room hungover anyway. Didn't film.
You didn't
that
even
day
come downstairs.
No, so I booked it off for my birthday.
You booked it off.
You booked off your house.
No, not my
I can't own come into the living room yeah tonight.
No, I actually didn't leave.
Oh, no, he did. Like, he booked off his own house.
Okay. Oh, fine,
yeah, I reserved it for others, not me. No.
Yes, he basically was upstairs. I was filming mum and dad. Mum was obviously like overcompensating for George not being there by, you know, drinking rosé, you know, a couple of bottles. We're watching, what's couple that Nightmare bottles on Elm Street or right whatever? She's oh, so no drunk. Yeah.
She's
there's a character called Lisa and she's just sat there for, I kid you not, about 5 minutes straight going, she's called Lisa, my name's Lisa. I'm thinking, you need some paracetamol, you need to go to bed.
She will kill you for this. She will absolutely
I've
kill you.
I've got on my phone the video they did. They sent me the close-up that they did at the end of filming for her in that. And she one eye her opens eyes and the other one shut. And I'm thinking,
one's looking in the other direction.
One eye open when I'm sleeping.
Lisa, where are you going?
Oh, dope. So yeah, that's probably a negative is like...
Do you get like... Yeah. Oh, but like, do you get like... Obviously, as fans of Gogglebox, but do you get kind of like weird fans that start? Because me and Max were talking about people think they know you because they see you, so they have no like boundaries.
Yeah,
yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah, we get like avid viewers. Like even some weeks when we're on for like literally 10 seconds, people like put us on the story for like the 0.1 seconds we're on. Like my favorite family's made the best episode ever. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're like yeah,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's like, weird, isn't it? Yeah. Like people and you know, you've got
we
it.
We appreciate
well
it.
Yeah. People see you so much that they assume they know everything about you, and then they can dictate like what you do.
It's like they come up to you as well. Like with all the energy that they know you and you're like
just walking along.
I don't know like yeah. I've
you're
need
like,
a minute
Macca's,
like
having some nuggets
or when I'm drunk
over
as well
oh,
I'm like
bad.
No when I'm drunk I'll be like they're fucking it. And I've spent like £184 that was specific but on just people I don't even know and I'm like yeah
no but I mean it's like to be fair we've been quite lucky that like, everyone's been really lovely but there are times.
Well, it's like when I get people come up to me and they're like, can you do the voice?
The voice the is voice very hard to do on demand.
I was going to say, how the fuck? What? Well, how did this come about?
It's a
where
very
did it come
story
from?
I don't, Joe, I don't even really know where it came from. It just
so basically,
just
when we were younger, we used to like make up characters and joke around with each other and we made up this...
Role play, no.
Yeah, it was...
That's
you know,
niche, yeah.
You
yeah,
know.
I'll do.
So we made up this like old Russian woman called Doreen and then...
But how weird
it gets
that?
Wait, no. I need it.
And then
it
we used to talk in this like raspy voice to each other.
Was
and
that
then
meant to be Russian?
Okay.
Can you quickly do the Russian example just so we've got
it,
that?
It was your
it's
your
like,
character.
I am Doreen. Something like that.
Yeah,
okay. Like, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Spot
like,
on.
House
but
lady.
Raspier, George. House. You need to go raspier.
I can't remember that. I was so young.
Yeah.
I don't remember that phase of it.
You he had popped a out the womb and started
and
doing a Russian accent.
I was Russian, yeah. I was an 84-year-old Russian care worker.
I clean, I cook.
Yeah. What more do you want?
And then we just carried it on from there. And then you dressed up as her once.
No.
I found on
the
iPad.
Was that the video you posted of him in?
I didn't want to dress up. I didn't voluntarily. I was 9.
Listen, we've all questioned our
also,
sexuality
I,
and stuff.
I worked out... I backtracked and I was like, right, 10 years ago. And I was like, I was 14. And I thought, Joe, you should have been out... shagging, making TikToks, doing something, not that it was musically back then. I'd not dressed my brother up and doing a full Beyonce style production.
Yeah.
Fucking
the angles
hell
were good as well. Okay,
yeah, the storyline. At one point he pulled out an empty bottle of wine out of his fanny and carried on walking.
I don't have a fanny now. Okay, so I
we learn something
every
new
day.
Use that as the clickbait. Thank you.
George has a fanny. Come here, girls. Don't.
A suction force. Right, but you didn't explain where so it just came because you were doing
came from that came and then on. We just carried on doing it and doing it and every time we're together like even at home it's like this secret code that we just like
talking. Does your so mum do it?
No
it's
they
just
hate
us.
It they
really?
Hate it
yeah
even my boyfriend he's like the voice is there.
It just happens.
Do you ever have you ever accidentally done it during the shags? Don't know why I worded it like that. During the shags. Russian woman took over me then.
Yeah, imagine.
I don't want to imagine.
Oh,
no.
Joe, well, you
I'm
know,
fine.
At least I'm getting some. At least I'm getting some.
Okay.
The veins popping out. I'm not a virgin.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
That was one of my later on questions, but I'll save that for after a few drinks.
Yeah.
Build
I think
up.
I better get it down me then.
No, you need to, because look at that. How pathetic
is
that?
I know, George.
He's shit together. Where do you think you are?
Oh, no. You bet, George, I swear, if you down this, he won't be able to talk in 5 minutes.
No, I won't down it, because, yeah. be on the fucking floor of in two.
I think you were in a Ryanair chair. Don't worry about
it. I know.
Right.
Where's the trolley? Anything for
Maybe
the trolley.
Peanuts for the girls. Right. So I thought we'd do, have you seen Mr. and Mrs.? But
yeah.
Obviously, you're not shagging. You're like, yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yeah,
oh, don't fuel the rumors. I'm going to put this drink down.
Right. So, what I thought is we could do it drinking style. So, you've both got because obviously there's listeners as well. Shout out Spotify.
Oh God, I'm really sorry. So, I've been like for like 10 minutes now. God, I haven't got lung problems for everything at home.
He vapes. Basically, what you've got to do is I'm going to say a question, like who's more likely to.
Fine.
And then I'm going to count down and you've got to go, Joe,
yeah.
George.
I'll top up this drink then.
Oh, go on then.
Get this topped up, love.
Bob's your uncle.
So when are we drinking? Are we just drinking because we want to drink?
Yeah, no, well, no. First of all, you're behind, so I want at least like that much left. Look at him. I can't do that, Grace.
All right, guys. Let's have a moment. All right.
George,
do you want me to see the end of this
sorry,
podcast?
Sorry, I said you now. Joel, chuck me the lemonade, please.
Do you want me to see?
I don't know, it might go clickbait if you like.
But George, you know what? Literally being carried out by the whole team downstairs.
Do you know what, George?
There's only two. So I was trying to make it a bit.
We were trying to give you a full production.
We were trying to make people think that
it's all about the illusion,
though.
World famous.
I love that, yes.
No one used it yet. I love how
it's like a little conveyor belt, isn't it?
Right.
It's like sushi.
It's about the food. Yeah. Without the fish.
Like liquid sushi, well, isn't it?
It's like sushi without the fish. Just call it sushi. Joe, right. Stop it.
I'm wearing white. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Looks like I've dribbled.
Easy. You have.
Not the first time.
Yeah. Tell them. Right.
Tell them.
So, first question is, and I'm going to count you down.
Okay.
So don't cheat.
So wait,
are we not looking at each other? Do you want us to look away?
Well, that's a bit awkward, isn't it? Well, okay, right. Well, don't give it, like, don't clue each other up.
Okay, fine.
So if we don't
just stare at your
look
eyes,
at me,
in your
if
eyes.
We don't think it's us, we don't say anything.
Romance.
If we think we do it, we drink.
No.
We're from Essex. Break it down.
We drink, right. Basically, what you got to do is if you think, right, say I say who's got smelliest ass, right? 3, 2, 1. If you think it's you, you go like your name, or if and then you say if you think like you do the names, say the names.
So I'll be like Joe, and you go
and
Joe.
Then and then if we both do it, then we drink.
No, so if you both do it, you're right. If you get it wrong, you drink.
Drink fine. I get it now. Oh, I get it now.
Right.
Okay. Right, okay. If you fuck this up, the cameras are turning off. We're going home.
Right. Make all that Uber in, Joe.
Right. We got
first
this.
First question is. You go to drink. I lost. Right, first question is, who's your mum's favourite? 3, 2, 1, go.
Me. No,
drink
it's then. Not you.
Well, it is.
I don't think it would be
she
you either.
She didn't even follow you on TikTok.
Yeah, but she calls me the baby. Because you're just a hairy big ogre.
A hairy big ogre. George, I'm not hairy.
Don't what can you do? Yeah.
Anyway, so we drink?
Yeah, drink.
I think you've done that on purpose.
No, I... George.
He did. Look,
I think you'd be the favourite. Oh. Do you know what it is?
Mum told me we're friends the other day, Mina. She went, we're friends.
So
that's
what
not I? Family though, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
That's not family. You're out of the will. Friends don't get in the will.
Yeah, I know. It was very passive aggressive.
I think I won
we're
that
We're friends.
One.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. Who is the messiest? 3, 2, 1.
George.
Okay.
I'm just...
Really?
Yeah, bad. Actually, no. So
your bed is held together with, like, shoeboxes. Like, there's no slats anymore. He sleeps on...
Adidas and night boxes.
So, no, I go through phases where, like, I wake up one day, OCD, like, everything's got to be neat. And then other times I
When's
wake
that?
Up and I'm like... Aah.
Is that a leap year thing? Because I've never fucking seen you do that ever.
You don't live at home anymore.
Oh, George,
so don't start.
I've had 24 years of it.
Okay, I'll believe that. Although in your videos, it looks quite clean. Like
No, it's that's mom. Not me, that's mum.
It's mum.
So I wake up.
Oh, Lisa.
No, listen to this, right? So I wake up, I go get in the shower, or I literally go in.
Did you shower, though?
That poor woman, the amount of crusty sheets that she's had to deal with.
Oh,
I feel sorry for her.
Not a wank sheet.
All right,
you violated me.
I was trying to say something.
Give me the chat in the Uber. No violations. George, I've seen her snap a blanket from you. I know exactly. We all know what's been going on.
Anyway,
that poor throw. What about she's still paying that off the next bill? That throw.
What a throw. Oh, what? Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't not. What are you talking about, throw?
No, he just has throws on his bed. He's had a few over the years. They've just had to be thrown away due to various stains.
The throws have been thrown.
Yeah.
A couple of the my teddies have discoloured.
Hands.
You've been upping them too much. Get some of that. We've all been there, yeah. Oh, okay, we're actually going to swiftly.
I don't blame you, really.
Right. Oh. Most likely to get arrested. 3, 2, 1.
George.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not.
I've nearly been arrested.
Have you? Yeah. Go on. Tell the tale.
I was coming back from a house party at about 3:30 in the morning. Mm. Yeah. And the police came over. Like, so I thought it was a random car.
I knew you can. He's hard.
Yeah. No.
We don't have a manager. Excuse me. Could someone?
Yeah. No, no, no. It's not.
It's not that bad. So yeah. We're just walking. We're walking home in the morning. Like, yeah, call it 3. So make it sound
yeah,
a bit
round
better.
Up.
And then, like, the police pull over and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. There's just been, apparently, been kicking cones. And I'm like, I actually hadn't.
I actually hadn't.
I was at the front, absolute mangled. Like, I went, like, completely wasted, whatever. I went, no, I haven't. All of a sudden, the woman walks back around to the car, puts it on full beams. And you know, cones have that reflective bit.
Yeah.
There was just dots. All in the road. Where my mates had been kicking them and they were just dotted about the road. Anyway, they done a search of us. We were obviously all
searching. A search of all cones? Did you have one in your bag?
No. They didn't search for cones. They just like checked our details, quick search. Then they told us to go home, right? Which would have been a good idea because it was 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
We ended up walking to Mackie's, trying to walk through a drive-through, getting threatened, then call the police on us again.
No.
And then we had to go into a BP garage and I had a 24-year-old.
I would have loved
a 24-year-old at that time. But no, I ended up having like a bacon bat that was 24 hours old where it had just been there from the morning before.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
So anyway.
I need a drink. Fucking hell.
So anyway, yeah, I think you would get arrested.
Okay. I hear that as well.
Do we understand why we're doing that now?
Yeah, it's kicking cones, George.
Okay, who is the biggest snitch? 3, 2, 1.
Joe.
Are you?
Yeah. No, but like, not really like with you, but like,
No. I tell you stuff in confidence and all of a sudden, mum, the week later, so why did you tell Joe that? I told him in
it's
full confidence.
It's because I've got a big mouth. It's literally like nothing personal. It's just, you know, when you're struggling for chat and you're like, by the way,
George
dropped you in it the other day.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. I did it at school once as well, but it was really awkward because it's my mum's best friend.
Best friend.
Too much vodka in this. my mum's best friend's son. And like, I was just always one of those kids that was like goody two shoes. And he was like, I haven't done the homework. Like, don't say anything. We sat down. She's like, right, who's not done it? And I was like, Archie's got something to say.
No.
Until obviously then like people started on me into like senior school and I was like, I've got to chill this out.
Senior school.
Then he started getting bullied. I had juniors and seniors.
What?
I know. I'm that old.
No, he's lied. It's
secondary and primary.
Yeah, secondary and primary.
I was back in the dark ages.
Yeah,
like when the rocks
times.
Were home. Yeah, caves.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear it. Next question. Oh, okay. Who is most likely to get into TikTok drama? 3, 2, 1.
George.
Oh, yeah,
you've got to think where I'm coming from.
No, see, I've got a big mouth, but you're just into TikTok porn stars right now.
No, I'm not.
So.
It's not me.
And I can confirm today.
It's not me.
I've seen this for you, Paige. I've seen it.
All of his favourites.
It's dirt.
I just seem to be getting quite erotic DMs.
I can't help it.
I know.
Well, we've seen how you've pumped this seat up. They're obviously into little guys.
Yeah. You're a twat. Right?
Can you explain the...
I think I'd just be that sort of person because I get people commenting back on my video. Like, they ain't got a following or whatever, but I really...
I ignore stuff.
Yeah, but I really want to message him. He's the one that... He messaged me the other day. This mug here. He was like, right. He was like, I've replied. He's replied back. Think of something. And I'm thinking, George, I can't. I know.
I don't even know.
George, don't call him out now. And the platform.
You are watching this.
2-1-0.
Listen here. If you are joking.
He's not.
No, trust me, George. He's not.
I swear.
But I think he would, yeah. But,
yeah, I've never seen you in like drama though.
But I would love to. Like, if, right, listen here. If, right. If the pay started getting bigger, yeah. And I needed to, do you know what I mean?
Fine.
Anyone of you hook me up and we'll have a boxing match as well.
Oh, darn.
Would you do a boxing match?
So I've actually had quite a lot of people, like a few I know, say, should we just stage a boxing match? And I actually probably would. But
what do you mean stage a boxing match? They're planned anyway, aren't they?
No, the thing is, the amount yeah, I vape, I would literally get to the second round and be on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The amount you vape?
Yeah.
Like, his lungs would be bleeding in round one. I mean, like, round two, he's got veneers. Round three, he's on the floor.
Yeah. Watch them take.
Oh, my God. You can stop me for elf bar. Yeah. Like,
I've actually got one on me. Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Yeah, I'd literally be on the floor.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, George, get up. I'd be like, pass me my strawberry ice cream.
Is that your favourite choice?
That's what I've got on me.
You're a dirty fucker. Because no, my flat, I bought one. Sorry, we'll get back to that question. I bought one thinking it was strawberry ice. And if my mum's watching this, I don't vape. But I bought one like it was strawberry ice. I took like a hit of it. Mm. And I was like, fuck, you know, it's thick. My flatmate took it.
Not the first time she did that. Oh, it's thick.
Oh, Joe.
Anyway, he threw up. That's disgusting.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he can't hack the vape glass, then, can he?
I don't like vape. I can't do it. No, there's only certain times a week, like something thick in my mouth and it ain't.
All right, and that's the end of this conversation.
Wait.
I don't want to drink anymore anyway.
I don't vape.
Okay, no, but not even when you're drunk. Like,
yeah,
like,
I do when I'm drunk, yeah.
No, the other night, we were at somewhere and he was like, were we like Shoreditch House or something?
Yeah.
And
what? Drop it in. We don't have memberships. We were there by default because our mates wanted to go.
If anyone wants to look at something, and all of a sudden, like, I'm sitting there, Joe's like, vape, every 5 minutes. He's like, vape.
No,
vape.
I was a stay.
You were very bad.
I was a stay.
They make you feel more like drunk, though, don't they?
They do. They give you that rush.
A little rush.
It's like you're doing something naughty.
My favourite thing he does with vapes is that morning after a night out, you can't touch it. It's like a cigarette. He's like, I can't.
Really?
He's like, I can't touch it.
Nah, before breakfast or even water, I'm like,
before breakfast. Yeah. I normally have a ginger shot myself.
I have a puff like a blueberry ale.
Honestly, I look at it and I ring up Joe. If he's like, how you feeling today? I go, well, I haven't touched a vape. And he's like, all right, you must be rough. Yeah,
I always know that telltale sign that you're rough.
Yeah.
Okay, either way, we're going to go back to the
question.
We digress.
So, TikTok beef, you never get in it or you were getting it?
I think probably...
You've had your own little bit of beef on Instagram-ish.
Yeah. I've had it's not basically it's drag queens, isn't it? I didn't know if you wanted to move on to that, if you wanted to do it now.
But I
made a TikTok where people were comparing me to like a certain drag queen. So I was friends with them for years, so I messaged them and I was like, I'd love to do a TikTok with you, blah blah blah. Mm. And then I got the worst message you've ever read back, so rude.
Really?
Like, don't know what you think you're doing by trying drag, blah blah blah. I'm not going to name that, but I literally sat there and I was like, I was just trying to be nice. And my reply back was nice. I'd never let myself down. But if you're watching, Waitrose car park, Friday. Yeah.
Keep it classy, Waitrose. That's what I'm
always
saying.
Always keep it on brand.
Yeah, have a ginger shot after. Yeah.
Thank you. Ginger shot.
Have a ginger shot.
That's mad though. I didn't even know about that.
No, I know. And I just kind of sat there.
As if drag's like, you can't get in.
I know. It was like that. And it was like, well, it seems like everyone's doing it. And I was like, what are we gatekeeping this now? Surely it's a good thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you look great in drag as well.
Thank you. I don't do it myself. That's probably where the issue. No, basically, I'm learning, and my mate did it for Halloween and did a couple of videos with me, which I've always put out there. Never pretended like I do it. And then, yeah, it was like, you're taking the piss out of drag.
What?
I thought,
jealousy. That's what mama makes.
Every time jealousy. I tell mum, I'm in the pits. I'm like, mum, I'm struggling. So she's like, it's jealousy,
it's just jealousy.
It's either jealousy or everyone wants to shag you. They're the two responses I get from my mum.
That's mine.
Are you
as
sure
well.
He's not having a go at you? He wants to shag you.
Yeah, no, when I was at school with my buck teeth, Bob, my mum would be like, they're jealous of you, babe.
That's it. It's always jealousy.
Going, mum,
she's jealous of you.
I don't think they are. I've got herb in my tooth and I have a gap tooth as well. So it's not working.
We've all been there, me and George. We've had the rough teeth. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, mum flew us out to Turkey
now.
At 12.
No, we are joking.
Like,
no, because we get this all the time. Bruv, your veneers are extreme.
I thought you had veneers. They're perfect.
I've started telling people. Yeah, I mean, so this one here is half fake.
Give them a close up. Have a smile.
Because someone kicked me through a window. You, and if you're watching,
still think you're a cunt. This kid at school kicked me through a glass window.
That's a bit dramatic, isn't it?
The day when my dog got put down.
Oh, cunt. God. And the dog or you? You deserved it.
And anyway, then it got rebuilt. But aside that, everything else is real, honey. And
designer. It's designer. Got the tags.
And then George's is just braces.
100% a natural.
Yeah, but I have braces. My teeth aren't even that straight. They're
do you wear retainers though?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm only asking. I'm fucking asking a question. Yes, I do. All right. I fucking do. I'm asking a question, please.
But yeah, no.
Fuck you.
George.
I'm sorry. I thought
tell him. Tell him. Yeah, thank you. We'll speed up and make a good podcast. Let's go in this direction. You have the same laughs as your mum.
Oh, it's dirty, isn't it?
I know, it's dirty.
Your mum's like, I thought it was a joke at first because I was like, oh, maybe it's like
genetic.
Like, see, you think we're fake? Let's start.
I'm here
it back.
To find out.
Yeah. No, it's like a seagull laugh, and we've just all had it for years.
Yeah, it's not a nice laugh. I'll put it that
no,
way.
No, I think it's. I feel like the funnier laugh you have, the better laugh.
If it makes other people laugh, then that's all we care about.
Oh, he's so literally
that's the only reason
he's
we're
literally my mum in male form. It's so weird.
No, we literally are the same.
It's weird.
We are, and we're so
you,
similar.
Then?
Kind of like dad. Kind of dad.
Tell.
You are tell.
Mouth open. Really? I never hear your dad speak really that much.
I could do an impression.
I feel like he's
but
just
it's gonna
taking
be,
it all
you're probably
going
to have to beep it. He's like, fucking cunt. That's basically all we hear.
That's all he says.
That's all he says. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've said that word a lot. I'm really sorry,
mum.
I've
said, that
I've said it about three times.
Listen, let it go. Let it go.
People are going to think I'm horrible, but
let it go.
It's just me.
You know what I mean? I'm just being me,
baby.
That's beautiful.
That was good. Wasn't it?
And with that, next question, last question.
Okay,
fine.
Who's the first one to probably be cancelled? 3, 2, 1.
George.
Right, and that actually leads on to a great question. Mm-hmm. Are you actually a virgin?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I am.
I feel like I'm on Oprah and I'm watching like what we've waited to hear like this
like
whole
bad
time.
Baby, like.
Yeah.
No, I am, yeah.
I'm a virgin.
Just yeah,
because what tried to make me take his virginity.
since when?
I can't remember.
Okay,
when
this is news. This is news to me.
Or whatever.
Hey guys, I don't know why what we were talking about. And he goes, oh no, it was about something we're doing.
George, I'm trying my best here. I really am.
I love a supportive brother.
I've been campaigning. This has been like a local
take
election.
Take it.
I've been on the streets, stickers, posters. I'm like you, 83-year-old
no,
woman outside Sainsbury's.
Because we're doing something in the summer, which I can't really say, but we're all doing this thing. Are you doing? You're doing it, aren't you? Are you there for the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I want to extend my stay.
No, we were thinking that as well.
Oh yeah.
Didn't well, it depends how long Grace is there for, doesn't it? Really?
Yeah. How long you got? Actually, you don't need very long.
No, because you violated yourself.
I know,
we
I know.
Didn't even have to say
I
it.
I know. I'm just throwing away everyone's things.
But either way, you were saying, are you going or whatever? And then you said, George is going. And you went, will you just take his virginity?
I didn't know about this.
And I went, oh, I don't know. I've taken a few and none of them ended well.
Right, look at it from a business perspective. And you know what I'm like as a Kris Jenner.
We could make a lot of clicks out of that.
TikTok live it.
Yeah. We could do
get
some
collab
angles.
Deal in there.
Ring light.
Yeah, put a bit of Red Bull, something in there.
Wear like
get
Jack
the coin.
Wills or something.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You're made for life.
Yeah.
You're like the
it's
new
like
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, yeah, but a bit more B-Tech.
Yeah,
and
less Roblox.
3 seconds,
you
yeah.
Know what I mean?
Bless yourself. Less Roblox. Yeah. We're going to get sued now. Like, I didn't fucking say anything.
That was me. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have a think about it and get back to you on another day.
Yeah, I'll have to check my schedule.
Like,
no, yeah,
that's
rude.
He's playing hard to get, isn't he?
Yeah, call it that. Or it'll be the worst 5 seconds of our life. Do you know what I mean? All that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all the best.
There's been really a few. Okay, right. Next question. I know you guys have had someone famous in your DMs. Hands down, who's a famous person? Even if it's flirty or not. And if it's flirty,
see, my version of fame is different to like... Because I love drag queens.
Yeah.
And there's this one called Jimbo,
right,
from a recent season of like Canada and UK that I bumped into outside my work when I was going for a coffee, like obsessed over her. She then DM'd me and called me handsome. Then her boyfriend followed me as well. And I thought, well, if this is turning into what I think it is,
I'll do it.
I ain't saying no. But then I'd say like that, like it's a lot of like drag queens that I've like seen. I'm trying to think of who else really. It's like some Gogglebox cast, like Jenny and Lee, like the Stephen and Daniel. Lee. Do you know what I mean? Like people like that.
Yeah, Stephen and Daniel's a good one.
I haven't had Beyonce in there yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I've had a couple of big TikTokers that I don't really want to say because they've got, they're in relationships now. And it weren't, but it weren't that far after they DM me.
Oh, really? Was it like flirty DMs as well?
Yeah, like, hey. And all of a sudden I look at their profile.
Hey!
The bar is on the floor.
Is it flirty? Hey. No, I don't
kiss
mean,
after.
No, you didn't let me elaborate, right?
Right, sorry.
So it was like flirty after hey. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I didn't know who they were, and all of a sudden they got like 300k on Insta.
Really?
Like, I was like, hey, and it was like 5 mil on TikTok.
Are they YouTube and TikTok or just TikTok?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He was stalking all their socials.
Yeah, he looked
socials.
In their pics, zoomed
no,
in.
I didn't message him and go, where's your blue tick? Do you know what I mean? I didn't.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. And took you till Sunday to get yours, didn't it, Jules?
Congrats on the blue.
Sorry, I knew that was coming at one point. It had to come now.
Blue ticks, congrats.
Thank you.
Now you can slide into any celeb's DMs, it'll actually show up.
And we'll be like right at the top.
Isn't that mad?
That yeah.
Is cool, you know you need to get on, Michelle Keegan. I know she's happy, but...
No one's happy. No one's happy.
No one's that happy. Yeah. Sorry, Mark Wright. No one's that happy.
Fuck off.
She's fit though, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah. She is a stunner.
In
I loved
girl.
Her in, what was she, was it like Holby City or something she was
okay,
in?
Okay, the bar really is on the floor then. What the
fuck? No, Holby City.
Holby City ain't even on the TV anymore.
Is it not?
No.
Is it not?
That's like me going.
Hollyoaks? No, she wouldn't have.
She was in some sort of.
Corrie.
Oh, no, she
Corrie?
Was. No.
Corrie.
Was it Corrie? Corrie? And then she was in like some army thing.
Oh,
anyway,
girl, girl.
This isn't Michelle Keegan's life story. It's a bit like Piers Morgan.
I love her.
From Holby City to Coronation.
And we've actually got her here now.
Welcome on, Michelle Keegan.
Bless. That's beautiful. That was.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'm really
fine.
Practicing.
I'll the squeak.
That's my trousers.
As you can tell, guys, amazing quality set. Lean back on the sofa.
No, these lean back as
no,
well.
These
you
are
know.
Nice.
No,
these are really
they
comfortable.
Don't.
No, pull that. No, don't pull that lever.
Pull
the actually.
Lever
yeah, I won't.
I was going to say all the fucking glasses. You can pull yours though.
George, can you hold this?
Yeah, pull it.
That went back way too far.
This is really actually really comfortable.
There we go. Look.
Pull it.
I'm at the dentist.
Why didn't you? Pull
you didn't
it?
Even pull it.
You didn't even pull it.
I did. You didn't.
I'm just going to spend my whole time like this.
We're just going to put a small incision here.
Oh, oh,
it's not the dentist.
You've got anyone that does Botox here?
Yeah, me.
You. You're over there. Come fill me up.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's not like that.
Oh, God.
It's no. Not that kind of set.
No.
It's
not that is kind it not?
Of set. We can make it.
We can.
But from
we
the pink carpet, you're telling otherwise, Grace.
It's a lot of stains in there. Suspicious.
Oh, you've only had Max here. What's going on?
Smell it from here.
Not yeah. Right, next one. Most embarrassing moment of your life. And there's got to be, I know there's a few. Oh,
fucking hell. Do you want to go first?
Probably when I like shit myself in year three.
And what is it with this fucking podcast and shit?
No, I had my hand up and I was going.
Wait, what year was this?
About year four.
We're going to round up. It was
and
year
and
five.
I had my hand up and I was going, miss, and we were watching something and she was going, shush, shush, and I just literally had to like run out in the end because there was a log in my pants and I had to like flop it off my pants. Didn't even go in the toilet. Yeah, and I tripped myself. I didn't even want to go back into class. But then you didn't have phones in year four and that, so I couldn't
you
even go,
text
mum.
Your mates, like, oh, right, sorry, yeah, your friends.
Year no, four! I was like, 8, 9.
Come on, that
ten.
Wasn't long
just
ago
long
for you, was it?
He keeps going up.
11, maybe 12. No, I was like 8.
That's disgusting.
No, that's rough, George.
You had like, shit in your boxers and you still put them back on and went into class.
Yeah, what else was I meant to do?
Put them in the bin?
You put them back on.
Exactly. What, no. Run commando?
Are you agreeing with that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
that's
though.
What I thought.
I'd rather shit my jeans again. Do you know what I mean?
Again.
Oh, it's happened many a time. Normally in the back of a taxi.
I
would say embarrassing. I mean, looking back, it's quite funny. I think at the time it was really embarrassing, but the way I lost my virginity was a real roller coaster.
Right, okay.
I've kind of
it was Halloween 2015. Let me
spooky.
Set the scene. I was dressed
2015?
Yeah.
Okay. Same year as me.
Was it?
Happy days. Yeah, carry on.
How old were you? Like?
Fuck off.
I was dressed as a clown, yeah. And me and my friend were going out. She was at uni, so I was. It was in Goldsmiths. So I was staying in a uni accommodation. We go out. We don't get into the club. We want to see Anastasia at Heaven. I'm out of love, all that.
Oh, I thought you meant the YouTuber.
No.
I was like, why the fuck?
She was at Heaven.
Is she Heaven? I was like, right.
No, the old singer that no one knows. Right, okay. Love her though. And then we got in the queue. It was 3 hours. So we went to this random place in Piccadilly, paid 60 quid to get into this random grotty bar. Uh-huh. Anyway, this model guy DM'd me and I was like, fine. Do you know what? If it's going to be now, it's going to be now. Mm. I am so drunk at this point. Didn't realise I was clown still, do you know what I mean? Couldn't see through my Halloween contacts, all that.
Right.
He's like, let's go back to yours. I'm like, I'm actually sleeping on my friend's uni accommodation floor tonight next to a single bed. And he's like, fine. I'm thinking, your game. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm thinking, right, anyway. So he comes back in the cab, starts playing some very rogue music over the aux, and I'm sat there thinking...
What are we talking? Brucey?
It was just like...
Sorry, but it's like not Brucey. To lose your virginity to, is it?
There was a lot of...
doing it like you and I. And you are there.
George, it was very similar. And I was like, any Beyonce going? Yeah. Anything? So we got back to... my friend Ella's, I'm laying there. She goes to sleep and he's like, right, sorry, George, you're here. And I'm thinking to myself, anyway, I'm not going to mention any names. It just gets so much more and more rogues. Anyway, do the deed. I'm sat there. At one point, my mate turns over. She's like, in my face. And I'm just like, hello. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just too much.
Oh,
next morning, he cooks us pasta for breakfast, bit of butter and salt on it. And there's a uni accommodation. I'm thinking... Right, not really what I wanted. Anyway, I couldn't... So I was dressed as a clown the entire time, by the way. Didn't have time to wash the makeup off.
A niche kink, so
next morning, I've got the mascara. Everything's still on. Get the train back. Look at him across the train the whole time. Because apparently he lived a couple stops away from where I was getting to. So we kind of just all kind of looking at each other on the train like...
This is awkward.
Anyone want a Greggs? Do you know what I mean? Get back. Anyway, I find out later on that he was arrested or something for like doing something really bad. No, it was like, I think he was like getting into a scuffle.
PC Barry. I remember that case back in 15.
Oh, yeah, I know, you're giving me serious copper vibes. So I find out later on that he did that. So I was a bit like rogue anyway. Then I was a bit like, I feel like I got tonsillitis, right? For a while. Anyway, long story short,
syphilis.
Gonorrhea of the throat, lost it dressed as a clown to a guy that was in prison on my friend's bedroom floor next to her. Was embarrassed for a bit. Now I just think that's part of me, babe. You got to take it or leave it.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to know it. I don't know what to say.
Oh my god, were you in like, do you have the wig and shit on while you were getting
the wig was off but the makeup was on? Yeah.
Now that is a kink.
And you know what, the whole thing was a joke anyway, so it was very apt. It was very apt.
Oh my god,
I know. Isn't it bad?
Wow.
Isn't it bad?
I don't even know what to say after that.
And I was like, this is a weird form of tonsillitis.
I will never look at you the same
again.
Yeah.
That's fine, George. I hope your first story is as good as that was, to tell you that.
I've got a lot to live up to.
Dress up as a clown, put your thumb out.
I know what I'm doing next week.
I can't believe you got gonorrhea of the throat.
I know, first time as well. First time.
Did you not suck dick after that for a while?
I did not, but also, I think the thing that really put me off the most was...
I hate you.
George, cover your ears. I think the other thing that was awkward was I took my dad and his mate to an Indian takeaway a couple of weeks after in my car, and in the back seat was half a bottle of vodka drunk and a gonorrhea leaflet, and I forgot they were getting in my car, and I remember getting home, and I was like, Dad's a bit pissed off at me, Mum, isn't he? She was like, Joe...
Oh no.
There were some things on your back seat that were quite questionable. And I was like, and I ran out to my car and
was
like, how to manage like dealing with gonorrhea. And I'm thinking, oh my God.
Well. Anyway,
Tell's never looked at me. That's why he doesn't talk on Gogglebox, isn't it? He's still
scarred. He hasn't spoken since. He's just been rocking back and forth.
He hasn't spoken since. Just in he's sharing
he's
a moment.
Mute. He's mute.
That's
anyway,
horrific.
I'm sure Mum and Dad will tune into this.
Yeah.
Very sorry.
That'll be a talking point for the dinner table.
Yeah. Oh, either that or Mum gets her tits out every Tuesday when we make spag bowl. So
does she?
Yeah.
Does she actually?
She used to. When she had her boob job, she used to update us on how the nipples are recovering. George, it was great.
I can't believe you're saying this.
It was like, here's the weekly nipple update.
So you'd actually see the nipple?
Oh, 100%. We saw everything.
Is that why you now like men?
Not at all.
Because I don't know where this went.
See, there's many reasons why. I think mum's done a lot of questionable things. The queefing was too much for us.
No, you said this in a video. And she went, don't try it. You were like, what?
Yeah.
She used to queef in front of you.
George asked what it was. And she was like, oh no, again,
I was really young. How vulnerable was I?
That was last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so let me set the scene. 2 weeks ago, mum's been sponsored by Gymshark.
What ad can I do to get attention?
Don't. Sorry, no, you can't just leave that there. So you just asked what a queef was.
It was like a random Thursday. I think we're all going really out. Mum had got back from the gym or whatever. She was like, let me show you.
She was doing a warm down and that, laying down, weren't she?
Yeah, she was. Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, it sounded to me like when you like kind of blow up a whoopee cushion and then you try the first, but it doesn't really fart.
Oh, yeah, my friends can queef on demand.
I know, I think that is pelvic like action
combustion.
Is just, yeah.
That's mad. Were you upset when you heard your mum queef?
Oh, I didn't live in my bedroom for 3 years. So take it as you will. So.
George moved out for a while after that.
I had to go live with other people.
Yeah. Why did you move out? Me mum queefed. Yeah. I'm not happy.
So I just thought I'd be real, George.
Yeah, a bit too real.
She's going to absolutely kick off.
She will.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Shout out to expose our whole family.
Okay, well, with that, I think maybe we should do a shot.
Yeah, I think we should.
Maybe a double.
Yeah. Or a triple. Or the whole bottle. So I don't remember any of what was just said. Do you know what I mean? I'm at that point.
I thought you cheersed.
I just cheersed the mic. Oh,
right.
Don't.
Okay, what do you want? We've got vodka.
Tequila.
Oh.
There you go.
Enough. Thank you.
Oh, don't get it on your dress. Oh, that'd be funny.
A respectful man.
No, please. Look at the colour of it as well.
I know. I got that on my old carpet. Never came out.
It's like,
what a gentleman. What a gentleman.
No, like, what should I have said? Is he going to watch you?
I'm just using this. Can I use that? Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you know me, girl.
This ain't going to do bits for my UTI, is it?
Well, maybe. Maybe it's like cranberry based.
Cranberry based?
Everything you've said today has cranberry in it. There's some cranberry juice. We don't have much cranberry juice. Is it cranberry based?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We've got to do the saying, though.
I'd put that on.
What's the saying?
Oh, fuck.
Right. Are you ready?
What is the saying?
Up the bum, no arm done.
Up the bum, no arm done.
Cheers.
Right.
I'm scared.
Yeah, nice.
That is quite pungent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you,
Sleuthlepuff.
Well,
wait, rat. Who is Sleuthlepuff?
Oh no, I've got it.
We've had three drinks.
That will just slide off. What are you talking
about?
Also,
these are riding up very much.
Thank you very much. No, we're not going over the fact that Grace just said Thank you, Sleuthlepuff.
I meant Charlie Sleuth. Charlie Sloth and Charlie fucking Poof.
Sleuthlepuff.
Jesus Christ. Sloughlepuff. No, it's not. It's nothing like
Sloughlepuff. Drinking that's that Sloughlepuff.
Do you ever have people now that were like rude to you at school, whatever, now try and get in with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember. I put on my Snapchat when we first...
Not the Snapchat.
Yeah, I know. We first got our like first package, say for example on Gogglebox, like the first night it aired, I probably had 200 messages of people that I hadn't spoke to since leaving school. George, we're so happy for you. How have you been?
So
like,
proud of you.
I answered all of them because I'm not a twat.
He's humble. Humble beginnings.
To this day. Do you know what I mean? Like, I answered everyone.
To this day.
I answered everyone. I was really nice, blah, blah, but I did think, what a bell end.
I don't reply.
I don't reply.
Yeah. I heard you calling me a raging fag when I used to walk around in those outfits. Anyone got the fucking boxing gloves out? I just don't bother. But there are so many people that are like, oh my God, like, you were always made for this lifestyle. And I'm like,
who are you?
Then why did you kick down the bathroom stall when I was doing a piss?
and throw things at me.
I remember in year three when you hit me pencil, like one of them ones.
Oh, when you were sharpening your pencil, they flock it out. What's going on? No, I didn't stop drinking.
You are. You're coming out with all the tongue twisters tonight.
I've been here a while.
But yeah, no, it does happen.
And you don't reply to them.
Did you have it?
Oh my God.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
No, I had one. This girl never liked me at school. To be fair, at school, I was a bit of a knobhead at school, but like not too much of a knobhead. I was like unpopular, so I was a knobhead.
Fine, yeah.
Do you know what? We all did it.
I like that.
It's fine. Anyway. Yeah. This girl.
There you are.
Yeah, you get me thoughts together. No, so anyway, she always hated me. We always used to beef at school. And then she messaged me once going, always knew you could do it, smashing it. And I went, what? Like, what? Bitch.
What are you talking about? I hate that so much.
It's quite like derogatory, isn't it? Like,
yeah, you want to suck on these titties, George. I'm not having it. It's really out of pocket.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that.
You know.
Oh, George, get me another drink.
I'd say that'd be nice, but
top that up with some AU and
there's fucking enough in there.
AU and lemonades.
You like that?
AU and lemonades.
You want a slice?
Go on, girl. Fill us up.
ASMR, one sec. Cool.
God.
Well, that was good. This was worth all of the 2.5 seconds.
Oh, George, don't.
That was awful.
Oh, you can tell he's never worked in a bar, or been to a bar, or been out of his room. I just asked the blanket that my map's throw away.
Right, I'll
Crusty.
Oh, look at where I breathe.
Yeah. Why are you breathing savily?
Right, just hold that.
It's got off the fucking glass.
Well, anyway, I'm not making it home.
Yeah, me neither.
I want my mummy.
Right, here you go. I'm sweating. If you guys can see.
He's so hot.
I'm starting to get like really dry mouth as well.
That was a bit of stuff. And the mic's picking up me going.
Not the
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a sweat patch at the back of my
George, if you're sweating, what am I doing? I'm a fucking.
There's no ventilation.
I'm a river dam at this point. Even before this started, I walked to the toilet, it was like, I put my trousers down, I thought, this is too moist for my life. It's like terrarium down there, my ballsack.
I am so hot. Like, I hope you guys enjoy this, because I'm fucking,
The podcast is going to be us just all sweating.
On the floor.
Yeah, all promoting towels.
Yeah, so guys.
Jack Wills towels.
So guys, Jack Wills have brought
I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I don't even know what we were just talking about.
Yeah, no, neither. We digress.
Can I just go back to the fact that we are all going on a little breakaway?
Yeah, okay, right. Let's not say what brand it's with.
No names or nothing, but I'm just saying we will all be there and it will be.
No, but can we talk about this quick? Because I'm genuinely, and I don't think you understand, when I tell you I'm scared of planes.
We've heard.
No. All of the staff were messaging.
We're gonna have to.
We're gonna fucking pass.
Anyway,
don't say any names.
I can't. The Chris Jenner in me just went.
I'm actually gonna pass. Joe, I've got a pass.
I feel like a disappointed parent.
It's got a tissue. Melasses. My cock's hard.
It's the way Grace realised. She went.
The scream.
Oh my God.
That was so dramatic, right? Okay.
Oh my God.
But what were we even just saying?
Anyway, you were telling us about a brand and trip and not trying to mention the name.
Right. I've got to wait for the tissue because I'm just
going to. Oh, God. Oh,
right. Oh. Okay.
Moister than an oyster right now, you are.
No, my makeup. Fuck. Where is it? Fuck. He's doing.
All we've done.
I'm going to have to use the sandbag.
Start rubbing your face on the car.
Don't rub it on this. It's going to be like.
Oh. Right, hold on, I hear
George,
him.
Can you move your foot, please? Are you trying to get some ventilation?
Right, okay.
I am.
Yeah, it is hot in here.
Anyway, breakaway.
No, let Grace.
Yeah, let me get my shit together.
Oh, that was so funny.
I can't.
Okay.
That was like, it was a shock. Timing.
The shock.
It was so funny.
I was like,
I don't know why I screamed like that.
I was like, I'm being set up. Somebody trying to set me up.
Right. Okay. So basically, yeah, I'm really scared of flying. And the people had to message my management and be like, are you sure, like, she can go on this? Like,
I was told you were getting a boat.
I was told to fuck it off. I honestly...
My eye just switched out. Like, I was told you were getting a boat.
Nah, but because we're getting a jet, that is so... Look at me, this massive clump. I'm like... But, like, that's even scarier.
There's a lot of turbulence, but do you know what?
Why would you fucking say that?
No, but... Wait for it. I will be there.
Really good. End it now.
That's gonna do a line it. Fucking hell.
You'll be filming me going, yeah.
With copious amounts of booze, a lot of gentle chat. I've got story after story. You won't even realise what's going on the wing because you'll be thinking the whole time.
Will this
cunt shut up? Do you know what? My goal is to distract you so much.
I won't
even think
about
it. By the time
we
get there, you'll be like, he can fuck off. There's no way.
I won't speak to you for the rest of the trip.
But you know, if I'm there as a distraction, then that's all that matters. I'll bring a little puppet. That's what they do in like therapy, didn't they?
Like worry dolls. I'll be sleeping with it under my arse. I'm like, please, let it go away.
To undisclosed location. It don't take that long that you need to sleep
with
like worry
doll. It's 2 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently the liftoff's really dramatic. I'll be like...
It's fine.
Oh, because you've been on a private jet, have you? Is that how you know how it's fine?
No, it'll be fine, though.
There's a Gogglebox special coming up. No, I'm joking. We were all flown out to the Caribbean. Watch on a beach.
I don't know if we can say this, but with this specific brand, we're going to take over like a club.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see Wayne Lineker?
I think I had this conversation with Mum.
There is no way that this... You are as subtle as me. There was nothing about this whole thing that was subtle. Everyone is sat there going... I know where it is. I know who it's with. I know what date. I know where. How they're getting there.
I hope we're in it.
Log our travel itinerary right now.
Just say it.
Flight number.
Yeah, good luck getting on that.
Might as well say our in-flight meals at this point, Grace.
Do you think we get meals on the plane?
I fucking hope so.
No, it won't be that.
I need some salted peanuts.
It depends what time of the day. Depends what time of the day.
Better not be early on.
Honestly, I want a chef or I'm not going.
Yeah, we'll be there. Last time there was, I was like, who's got the goujons then?
Goujons, ketchup, better be eyes.
I don't know who's going though.
No, neither.
Fully. Find out.
It's all a mystery.
It's soon though.
It is coming up soon.
It's actually soon.
No, it is. And do you know what? I'm not summer body ready.
Oh, I'm not summer body
I'm
ready,
far
yeah.
from summer body ready.
I'm halfway there.
I
need a tan.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
I just need a bit of a tan. Look how
look how tiny
my
start
going. Fucking hell.
I like see-through.
You're halfway there.
I literally am halfway there.
Oh, you're transparent. God. We haven't had a guest here this whole time. George has been here by voiceover. Yeah, no, you're doing all right, George, but I just don't have the motivation for it, and also food.
You can be arsed.
Who can be arsed?
Come down the forum with me and find it like that, yeah?
It's been Easter.
Do you know what
there's
I think?
Eggs.
I think
yeah.
You're either funny or you're fit. I'm
Fuck
neither.
You.
I'm neither.
I've got to just be funny.
Sorry, I just realised that was so back at you. You're both. And I love
Eat
being
my
here.
Ass. There's
and
I no lo- need for that.
I love it here.
I hate it here. I can be still dry in my eyes. If they've cut that, it's going to be like, why is she crying? Like,
I feel like we should get off this
they're
topic.
They're going to think George has had a go midway through. Yeah. Come
I'm
back.
I'm just really
George,
emotional.
I love voting. You're lying.
Oh, God.
That is so funny. Oh, that is so funny. I need to stop drinking.
Why do you sound like Cher?
That is so funny.
Do you believe?
Love after love.
That was quite good.
That was.
I do take bookings.
You can tell he's got a gay brother in it.
Cher tribute act.
I do take bookings, guys.
You can tell.
Well, okay, my last.
I think we need to address the rumours that me and George are together.
What rumours? I
Everyone keeps commenting on our TikTok saying that we're together.
You've got the same fucking second name.
I know. It's so weird. And we're obviously, and people like, someone commented the other day, wondered what they did after filming this video. Went to fucking sleep. Do you know what I mean?
You fucking weirdos.
That's actually disgusting.
It's TikTok's obsession with incest needs to end.
Right, tell them. Give them what
for.
Stop.
This is a public service announcement.
Yes, I.
Stop this shit. George?
You bunch of nonsense. I got the message. The amount of bloody DMs that we get. Oh, weird.
Really? But I feel like you don't really look like each other. You actually look nothing like each other.
We've got very different... George's DMs are mainly like girls, and mine are just old men like, thank you for wearing socks this week.
No, I get a lot of that. I was on the train the other day. I went on my way to London. Them shoes, maybe take them off and let me see them toes. No, Greg.
Talk about fucking call them out.
Yeah, if you were watching this.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, but you have to do it for money, though. If someone wants to see these trotters...
I've actually seen that you might have a little foot fetish.
What?
Is it true?
You'll get removed from my close friends as soon as this is over.
George! I asked, is it true?
Nah, okay.
No, let me explain
myself.
You went in so hard, you weren't even... No preparation, no nothing.
No, right.
Yeah. Can I get Grace's taxi book, please?
No.
You took that out of context. I wasn't coming for you. I was just asking a question.
Okay, so, for anyone wondering, George... No, okay. It's on my close friends that I slept with this guy and he sucked my toes.
I wasn't even talking about that.
What?
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know.
Guys, I'm going to pass out.
What are you talking about then? I see you
with your flatmates just putting your feet in front of their face. Not none of this. What the fuck is going on?
This is absolutely...
You slept with who?
This is such chaos.
This is chaos.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
No, I'm sorry. Wait, Joe, I didn't know that.
Well, now I don't know what direction to go down.
I think we should start with the toes. No, in this case.
For that, my friend sucks my toe as a joke.
Fine. That's what we're referring to.
If I go to her, suck me toe. She'll just do it because it's funny, but well, not for her, but for me, so it's fine. But this one time,
that does sound like a fetish.
I'll bring that up to her. I'll sit her down.
Yeah.
But this one time, this random guy, well, he wasn't random, but this guy I slept with, we were just at it, and then he just sucked my toe. And I was thinking, that's a bit niche because I've never had that done before. And then I slept with him again, and he did it again, and I was like,
This is quite right. I don't mind that.
Because I got a pedicure done as well. I was like, my money well spent.
So what? I do think, you know, clearing that toe jam out.
I'd rather save the pay on a chiropodist than just... Yeah, exactly. He's getting his protein. I'm getting it cleaned and done.
One of your five a day,
yeah. A few of your five a day, apparently, actually. What can you do?
I need to stop the snort. Oh.
The editing's just going to be snorts.
Don't.
I can't believe you just outed yourself like that.
No, you did it.
George, you went for the jugular, as Mum says.
Yeah, but I was going on about flatmates, not...
Yeah, you should have specified that as a lot that's been going on in my life.
George, have you seen the close friends? I've been watching them.
That's rude.
Yeah, Joe, that
that's
is...
So you're on it. That's... Whoa.
A bloke on the drink, yeah. Oh, I'm feeling so lightheaded.
Yeah, you know what, guys?
That's a violation. You get removed tonight.
Oh, God.
That was so rude. Okay, my last thing is, right... Because I don't know how long we've been talking for now.
Too long.
But you said 15 minutes about 40 minutes ago, so...
Better not be sale or show it. Because I ain't getting home.
Right. Okay, I've got to rest my head. Right. What was it? Right. The thing is called Saving Grace, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
What advice would you give to someone who's a state like me? Go. as your last inspirational words?
I'd say keep doing you, because look where you've got.
I was about to say seek professional help. So. I mean,
that's what Max said. He said physical, mental.
Look, if there's rehab for what you've got going on, then
at least I got gonorrhea going on, so I'm fine.
Oh,
you know what? I had the jab up the ass, and it was fucked.
Fuck.
In my right arse cheek. Couldn't even drive home.
Sorry.
Called my mum. I couldn't tell her I was
there. You were sitting on one cheek.
I said to her, I went, Mum, I'm going to be late for dinner tonight. She was like,
we can't film, I've got casserole.
I went, well, thank fuck. But no, in actual case, I was like, I can't. But no, thank you for that. Anyway, seek help. No, I'm joking. Do you know what I'd say? Keep doing you.
Oh, so can't be me.
There was more. Keep doing.
All right, mate.
Keep doing you.
Yeah.
Get on that plane.
Get on that plane.
Take my brother's virginity. Get on that plane.
On the plane.
That's a problem.
And then just keep on going.
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. It went in as it went out. And that ain't the first time
I bet
happened.
Anyone in any other room singing like a farmhouse was like, got a lot of pigs in it.
Someone upstairs thinking, this is the weirdest porn I've ever heard.
That was just like me and Joe are snorting. It's like you're feeding the pigs or something.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah, you are feeding the pigs.
We thank you.
Okay. Do you know what?
Look, all of us leaning in, Jane.
Oh, dog.
Okay, we're going to end it there. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. And if you're listening to it, make sure you give it a 5-star rating and follow it. Otherwise, you get 40 years bad luck.
In prison.